Just one fix. someone on the phone for you.
Oh, fuck's sake. Trying to rock this fucking tune, man.
I got the remedy. I got the perfect and rhythmical remedy. I got the poison.
I got the poison. I got the poison. I got the remedy. I got the poison. I got the poison. I got the remedy. I got the poison. I got the poison. I got the poison.
No motions around, just the singing wind in an army. I'll take you down there, I'll take you. Pay attention.
We're wild. Too long to reject the image. Will in time become a concrete dream? Another cigarette, another day. From A to B, again avoiding C, D, and E. The B, where you play the blues.
Late 30s, maybe mid 30s, tall, maybe 6 feet. I saw him in the Guatemalan clothing place. He was thin and hungry. They sold jewelry there too. I noticed some bracelets with Sanskrit writing on them. I think the woman behind the counter looked like she was Indian, not American Indian, Indian Indian. She had a weird smile on her face as I walked in. I was looking at the bracelets. He said he was looking for work. He said, I applied for work as a dishwasher, as a dishwasher, as a dishwasher, as a dishwasher over at the hotel. I'll find out tomorrow. But if they don't, there's 6 other places looking for dishwashers. She's smiling at him, and I'm realizing now, hours later, she didn't know him. He says, see ya, and leaves, and I'm still looking at stuff. She looks real nervous. She's not Indian, too light-skinned. Maybe, I don't know, but she didn't speak English very well. So he says, see ya, and I'm looking at stuff, and I'm realizing now, hours later, she didn't know him. She was just going along with him, and he obviously wasn't a customer either, because he said he was looking for work. He applied for work as a dishwasher, as a dishwasher, dishwasher. They don't make a lot of money. Something was going on. He was desperate. Maybe he went in there to try to sell something, but no, I think he was trying to distract her so he could maybe take something. Desperate. expert. I mean, he obviously wasn't a customer, but I didn't figure it out till later after the movie. I'm walking back and I'm playing the movie back in my head, and I'm playing the scene back in my head in the store. He looked late 30s, maybe mid 30s, maybe 6 feet in the Guatemalan clothing place. They sold bracelets with Sanskrit writing on them. The woman behind the counter looked light-skinned. She didn't speak English very well. I should have done something. I should have realized. I should have paid attention. I should have been awake. He told her he was looking for work as a dishwasher. As a dishwasher. As a dishwasher. Dishwasher. I believed him, but now I think he was lying. I think he took something. She seemed real nervous. I should have done something. I didn't know. I wish I had done something. I didn't know. Is she all right? Do you think he... Did she identify him? If she's dead now, how did you get my name? I don't know any dishwashers. No, I never was in Vietnam. She definitely wasn't Vietnamese. Is she dead? Do you think he... He looked late 30s. I think he stole something. Do you think he killed her?
There's a price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you had to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
Freeform Radio. WMFO. Medford.
Reading habits, scientists on the bloody